The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Venezuela's economic crisis is having terrible health effects on families and especially children. Now a growing number of Venezuelan women want to be sterilized. As reporter Mariana Zuniga tells us from Caracas, there are actually long waiting lists for the procedure.
It is almost 6 p.m. in San Diego, a town 1 hour west of Caracas, Venezuela. Flor Peña is 40 years old and she has 4 children. She's exhausted. All day, she's been searching stores for food.
You can't find anything. Food, medicine, nothing. I lined up for hours. As I was about to enter the store, there was nothing to buy.
Venezuela has the world's largest oil reserves, but is suffering the worst economic collapse in modern Latin American history. There are chronic shortages of everything, even condoms and birth control pills. Peña's youngest child is a result of that particular scarcity.
I couldn't find birth control pills, so I got pregnant again.
Having children in Venezuela today is more stress than joy. It's hard to feed them when the inflation rate is 800%, to care for them when the healthcare system is wrecked, or protect them when Venezuela has the world's second highest murder rate. As a result, more and more Venezuelan women are opting to be sterilized. And last year, that's what Peña did.
It was at a clinic here in San Diego, the 1st of July. I feel happy and relieved. Now I don't have to be scared about getting pregnant when I can't find birth control.
At one health clinic in Miranda State, just outside Caracas, 500 women are on the waiting list for sterilization. Concepcion Palacios is a state-run maternity clinic in western Caracas. The waiting list there is 300 long. Dr. Rosabel Campos is a third-year resident at Concepcion Palacios. She says the days she performs sterilization surgeries are often her most difficult.
One day the patient started coming in at 6 a.m. I performed 35 or 40 sterilizations that day. We tell them explicitly beforehand that this is a permanent procedure.
This isn't all that surprising in a country where 82% of the population now lives in poverty and a fifth of its children are malnourished. Many Venezuelan women fear that if they give birth in such poor health, their children will inherit it.
Increases of cardiovascular disease or type 2 diabetes.
Marianela Herrera is a professor of development studies at the Central University of Venezuela in Caracas.
If a woman have now a newborn in these conditions, her body will have imprinted these consequences. In terms of public health and cost, that would be huge.
Herrera says those women are also staring at a scary specter. In just a few years, Venezuela's infant mortality rate has grown to almost 20 per 100,000, even higher than in war-torn Syria.
The projections on maternal mortality rate for 2016 is almost 100 per 100,000. I mean, a normal country like Chile would have something around 8 per 100,000. So that's really, really alarming.
In Flor Peña's neighborhood, other women are choosing sterilization too. Her neighbor and friend, Zulay Rodriguez, is 34, and she desperately wants the procedure, especially since her situation is more complicated.
I have 8 children. It would be too difficult for me to have another one. We can't even find diapers. I really want to be sterilized.
Religious institutions are speaking out against the wave of sterilizations. Venezuela's Roman Catholic Church leaders call it a barbarity. Most people blame Venezuela's socialist government for the economic crisis. Unlike the church, the government has been conspicuously silent about sterilization. But the fact that so many women are ensuring they don't have babies is one of the loudest statements yet about conditions in this country. I'm Mariana Zuniga in Caracas.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.